For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. Former Michigan State University President Luana Simon was back in an Eaton County courtroom Monday. Simon is accused of lying to Michigan State Police investigators about when she knew about former MSU sports doctor Larry Nassar's sexual assaults against hundreds of girls and young women. I spoke with my colleague Carell Vega about Simon's day in court.
Why was Luana Simon back in court today?
Carell, this was the continuation of her ongoing preliminary hearing. You may remember the last time she appeared before Eaton County Judge Julie Reinke was in February. The Michigan Attorney General's office says Simon lied when she told police investigators that she did not know about Larry Nassar's sex crimes until 2016. Prosecutors say Simon actually became aware of Nassar 2 years earlier in 2014. Today, Assistant Attorney General Scott Teeter called Christine Moore to the stand. She is an attorney and a general counsel for MSU. Back in 2014, though, Moore led the Title IX investigation that ultimately cleared Nassar of any criminal wrongdoing. Former gymnast Amanda Thomashow had filed a complaint against Nassar in April of that year of 2014, stating that he had touched her in an intimate and inappropriate manner without her consent. Then Moore interviewed 10 people during that investigation. Ultimately, Nassar was able to convince her that he was performing established medical procedures and was not engaging in any sexual impropriety toward Amanda Thomashow.
What did Christine Moore say today?
Well, the AG's office is trying to show that Luana Simon had a motive to lie about her knowledge of Larry Nassar. Christine Moore said she assumed Nassar would be suspended from seeing patients while she conducted her investigation. However, Moore told the prosecution that she received an email from Nassar before her investigation was complete in which he said he would be returning to work. Ultimately, Christine Moore defended her final report. Basically, she said that she did the best she could with the information that she had to work with and had no reason to believe that she was being lied to by Nassar. Now, Simon's defense team, specifically her attorney, Lee Silver, repeatedly objected to Scott Teeter, the assistant attorney general, to his line of questioning, saying all this was irrelevant to the charges that Simon is facing. Teeter, though, countered by saying that the decision to allow Nassar to return to work in the period between 2014 and 2016 puts the university and Luana Simon at risk of civil and criminal liability.
Were there any other witnesses?
Yes, Christine Moore's former boss, Paulette Granberry Russell. She is the senior advisor to the MSU president for diversity, and she also directs the MSU Office for Inclusion and Intercultural Initiatives. She reported directly to Luana Simon. Her testimony was very short today because the judge actually was trying to adhere to a very tight ending time at noon today. She will undoubtedly have to continue her testimony tomorrow.
And what does Simon's defense say?
Well, as I said, in a word, irrelevant. That was the word that attorney Lee Silver used over and over again, continuously offering objections. He maintains that Luana Simon is completely innocent of the 4 counts of lying to police. 2 of those counts are felony counts, by the way. Now it's going to be up to Judge Julie Reinke to determine if this case should go to trial.
WKAR's Kevin Lavery with an update on former MSU President Luana Simon's day in court. She returns tomorrow. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.